Now, my dear, before we step through this gateway into the realm of the goddess, you must understand what it could do to you. It is not a place for mortals. The moment you lay eyes upon it, your mind could break. I don't want that for you, my son, so you have to be absolutely sure you want this. Even if you survive, you'll then have to convince my sisters to let you stay. And then you'll have to convince the All-Mother. Well, if you're ready, step through the portal. The Goddess Realm. I did miss it so. My dear, I know it's a lot to take in, but you must resist. Yes, it is bright. This realm is one of pure light. We are divine, and so is this world. Keep your eyes open, or it will worsen. Just focus. My sisters will be here soon. They no doubt will feel a foreign presence, and they will come in a panic. Ah, my sisters, what took you so long?
Anglia, what have you done? Bringing a human into our world? Are you insane?
One does not live for thousands of years and not catch some slight insanity.
Jokes, Anglia? You bring that thing here and you make jokes.
Thing? Perhaps. But a rather handsome thing at that.
I'm with Atsy. You always know how to choose the pretty ones, Angie.
No, this one's different.
You gave birth to this human, did you not, Anglia?
I've done it hundreds of times. Surely you all knew.
It's wrong. Man is nothing next to us. You should not be creating demigods.
Daughter Anglia.
Oh, Mother. Your presence warms me, as always.
Oh, does it now? And just what have you brought upon the goddess realm?
A human. It shouldn't be here, All-Mother.
No, All-Mother, can't we keep it?
Yes.
Please?
Let's make him our plaything.
Quiet, all of you. Why did you bring him here, Anglia?
I said I would save him from the White Death if he could make me orgasm.
He made you come.
Impossible. A mortal cannot make a goddess orgasm.
Why do you think I made that deal? It shouldn't have been possible. The boy's tongue is a pure miracle. Which is understandable, since he is my son. Either way, I do not go back on my word.
Oh, now I'm intrigued.
Well, boy, it seems you have potential. I shall let you stay if, and only if, you can pass a simple test. Each of my daughters have certain sexual skills. If you can stay hard and not come, then you may stay in the realm of the goddesses with us.
Oh, Mother, you can't be serious.
Oh? Do you think he'll be able to withstand the sensual beauty of your voice, Teela?
No man can resist my voice. One word and a man will crumble beneath me.
And Kamiya, do you think your enchanting eyes will fail you?
Never. A single glance is all I need to invade a mind. Then he will be on his knees, worshipping a goddess, as he was made to do, his own hands around his cock, stroking, but only when I command. And when I say come, he will come.
My dear Croyla, just how many strokes will it take him to explode once he's inside your tight, goddessly ass?
Not even one.
And what about you, Thermon? Don't they call you the goddess with the bottomless throat? Would your throat be able to handle this boy?
Seriously, All-Mother, you doubt my skills. I could take 1,000 cocks in my mouth and never gag once.
My sweet dear Elsie, can your innocence charm this boy? And can your dirtiness finish him? I know how you love ruining orgasms.
I will ruin him. And I will laugh so sweetly in his adorable face as he throbs and pulses.
And of course, my darling Yellow Ray, we all know the skills of your hands and fingers. Could you make him blow with a single touch?
Yes, All-Mother. I'm not mean like Elsie. I'll grip him tight and stroke as he experiences the best orgasm of his life.
Anglia, you've no doubt made him orgasm before. Was it easy?
Of course. He couldn't stand the sight of my massive tits swinging before his face while I rode him.
I see. So, my daughters, what are you all so worried about? Even if he does manage to resist you all, he will still have to face me. I birthed his world and all the worlds in the universe. My cosmic cunt is designed to milk a man's cock, and should you all fail, it will be no different with this boy.
As wise as ever, All-Mother. I do so humbly request to try and break him first.
Aw, no fair.
Too slow, Elsia. I shall make him come, and none of you will get any fun.
You better save some for me, Kamiya.
If only you were so lucky, Teela. Now, child. Boy, look into my dark eyes. Are they not the prettiest eyes you've ever gazed into? Shh. That's rhetorical. You will obey each and every one of my words. Now, I want you to take off these rags you humans call clothes.
Oh, he is a fine specimen.
What a thing you've created, Anglia.
Would you expect any less?
You were always so smitten with House Knight.
He's so hot already.
I shall enjoy breaking him. Not a bad cock boy. For a mortal. You're quivering. And is that precum at the tip there? Take that precum with your finger, boy. Spread that silky liquid over your engorged head. Don't you wish I would touch it? I will allow you to touch it, but that's all. Wrap your fingers around it, squeeze gently, and stroke. While you do, I want you to look at my breasts. Don't they look soft? Don't you wish these soft tits were wrapped around your cock? Can you even imagine what it would feel like? My tits squeezing around your cock, running up and down, over and over. Stroke faster, boy. Come for me. Come.
Wow. He's resisting.
Impossible. I'm Kamiya, and you will obey. I said, come.
You failed, Kamiya. Your powers are nothing before him.
This is a job for the mighty Yelly Ray.
Do your best, darling.
If I could make him come, then there's no way you can, Yelly Ray.
Just watch me, Kamiya. Okay, boy. You can let go of your cock now. Let me use my hands. Trust me, they are much better than yours. So hard in my palms. How does it feel when I stroke? Perhaps some wetness is required. Luckily, us goddesses are always so sopping wet. I'll just take some from my pussy. Stars, look at how sticky that looks. My hand is covered. I just wrap my soaked hand around your cock. Ready, boy? Come on. mottled seed all over my face and tits. Now, don't close your eyes. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing to you. You're gonna come. I can feel it. Just a little more. Come. I said come. Why won't you come?
Move over, Yellyray.
The moan.
This requires a tight, warm throat.
Hold on, my dear. Thermone's throat may feel wondrous, but if you come down there, then it's over for you.
Quiet, Anglia. You stick with what you're good at, breeding with mortal men, and I'll do with what I'm good at, taking dick and cum down my throat.
Sure, cum down the throat is okay, but in the ass? Oh, pillars of heaven, that's what feels best.
Both wrong. Seed should always be where it was made to go. The pussy. To breed. To feel life growing in your womb. Then to birth it. Imparting the greatest gift of all. Life.
All mother knows best.
Maybe. But it does feel really good when a cock pumps and throbs in your hands and fingers. Using that sticky whiteness as lube to stroke more.
Shut up, all of you. I'm trying to focus here, and you're distracting him. He needs to focus on the feeling of my tight throat squeezing around his cock. Hell's below. No being has ever lasted this long. You've done something to him, Anglia.
Are you accusing me of cheating, sister? I'm offended. Why don't you give a better goddess a try?
You!
Now, daughters, no fighting.
Allow me to try. Boy, would you lie down for Goddess Elsie? Oh, such a gentleman. Are you ready to feel the pussy of a goddess? I know you've felt Angley's, but mine is much tighter.
I'll see.
We'll let him decide. Ready for a goddess to squat down on your mortal cock? Here we go. Oh, sweet sisters, it's been a while since I've had a real cock. Oh, Anglia. If I were you, I would have kept him for myself. Oh, a dirty little secret. Oh, he'd make an amazing addition to my harem.
Perhaps I wanted to share him with my lovely sisters. And, of course, you, All-Mother.
We shall see.
Oh, what's that common human curse? Fuck? Yes. Fuck, you feel good, boy. Oh, fuck. Don't you want to come inside me? Yes, come inside this cunt. I want your human seed to fill me. Oh, please breed my divine pussy. Oh. You're a naughty boy. A goddess's word is law, and yet you disobey. I shall ride as long as it takes to get your load.
I have an idea, Elsie. You keep riding, and I'll sit on his pretty little face.
Yes, Tila. That'll surely make him come.
Open wide, boy.
lucky mortal. Two goddesses at once.
He won't last long now.
How do I taste, boy? Good, I imagine, if you're eating this keenly.
Oh, he'll come in no time with both of us here, sister. Grind his face hard, making his lips and chin and cheeks soaked in your goddessly juices.
Yes. Oh, heavens, Anglia, you taught him to eat pussy so good. Oh, yes. Slide your tongue inside.
He is a natural.
Girls, why is this taking so long, I thought you were goddesses of sex, beings of infinite sexual nature. The boy is nothing under you, but it appears he can resist your powers. Just what does that make you all?
Oh, he won't come. I'm gonna come before him.
It's impossible.
Orgasm by a mortal.
Forgive me, oh mother. Please, don't punish me again.
Get off him. It's my turn. I shall show you all a different approach. You've all been dominating him when what you should have been is submitting. Stand, boy. Yes, I'm on my knees before you. My booty in the air. I want you to fuck my ass. It's a much hotter hole than any pussy. Trust me.
Where did I go wrong with you, Croyla?
We're all beings of sex, All-Mother. As you said, that means using every single one of our assets to get what we need. My asshole just so happens to be my best asset. So come on, boy. What are you waiting for? I'm here, ready for you to fuck me.
Oh! Heavens! Oh.
Make him come, Cruella.
Your ass never fails.
How do you like it, boy? So much tighter and warmer than a pussy, right? It'll make you come faster, too. Come on, boy. Come in my ass. Just like that.
Don't give in, my dear. Yes. You can resist her. Hold her thick hips tight as you push deep into her ass. Make her come instead.
Stop, Anglia! Stop aiding him! Damn it, boy, just come inside my ass! Hurry! Not me! Heavenly fire, your cock feels so good in my asshole! No! Oh, God, no! Oh, God! Oh, yes!
I expected more from you, my daughters. Always up to me to clean up your messes.
I'm sorry, old mother.
As you should be. All of you call yourself goddesses. You've gone soft. And you, boy, look what you've done to my daughters. You should be punished. But instead, you're about to fuck the All-Mother's pussy.
No mortal has ever fucked the All-Mother. But I still believe in you, my dear.
Come now. My legs are wide for you. Come make love to the pussy that gave birth to all life in the cosmos. Yes, that's it. Oh. Yes, you must be something special to make it past my daughters. Angla taught you well.
Look at his face. He's really trying to hold on now.
Do it, boy. Come inside the old mother's pussy.
It'll feel so good as she pulses around your girth with each pump of your orgasm.
Your words make him throb. It's okay to just let go, boy. You've already done so well. Don't you just want to unload, and isn't my pussy the perfect place to do that? Come on. Come now, I want your mortal seed to fill me until it leaks around your still pumping cock. Oh, yes, that's it. Let go. Throb and spray inside. Push deeper, yes. Fuck it as deep as you can into me. Oh, it feels so good. Just the simple act of breathing is enough to... Fires above. Oh, fuck.
You made her orgasm.
I can feel it, too. That tingling sensation in my loins.
We are all connected to her.
To watch you orgasm is the most beautiful sight in the entire universe, Mother.
You did so well, my dear. Now, come to me and I shall reward you with the cleanup.
Looks like you're done, boy. The All-Mother made you come. So it's time to go back to your world and meet your fate.
Exactly. How dare you stand the pleasure of my goddessly ass?
Oh, how could I stay mad at him?
My sisters, you all taste so good on his cock.
Oh, let him stay, your mother. We can use him.
I agree. My skills are obviously lacking. I could use him as practice. I'll deep throat him as long as it takes to make him come.
He obviously didn't get a good enough taste of my pussy, or he would have blown in seconds.
Such a lovely cock. Wouldn't you agree, All-Mother?
All cocks are lovely, my daughter. So yes, I do agree. But is this boy special? Well, I think he just may be. A mortal should not have lasted more than one stroke inside of me. And yet somehow he did. And let us not forget that he outfucked each and every one of my daughters. Yes, that's you, girls. For shame. We need him. He can make us better at what we were designed to do. Then next time one of you decide to bring a mortal here, we can use our skill to send him back. That is why you're staying, boy. Lucky mortal. You shall remain here for the rest of your days, helping my 7 daughters to enhance their skills. And perhaps if you do a good job, I will reward you myself. Welcome to the realm of the goddesses.